Conservation groups across New England are seeking permanent protections for the Cache's Ledge area in the Gulf of Maine. Often called the Yellowstone of the North Atlantic, it contains rare ecological structures, a treasure trove of marine life, and one of the deepest cold water kelp forests along the eastern seaboard. Priscilla Brooks with the Conservation Law Foundation says giving the area sanctuary status would allow for needed scientific research in one of the fastest warming bodies of water on the planet.
Protecting Cache's Ledge is one of the most comprehensive opportunities for biodiversity and climate stewardship in the Gulf of Maine.
Hundreds of scientists and ocean advocacy groups have officially requested permanent protections from the Biden administration, the first step in what's expected to be a years-long process. Most commercial fishing, including bottom trawlers, is already restricted in the Cache's Ledge area to help restore depleted groundfish populations like cod and haddock. But conservation groups say regulatory uncertainty and a change in the White House could undo protections already in place. Brooks says the economic health of Maine's coastal communities relies on a healthy ocean ecosystem that can adapt to the growing stress of climate change.
More diverse ecological communities and healthy communities can provide an insurance policy that ecosystem functionings will be maintained even if some species decline.
Brooks says multiple industries, fishing, aquaculture, and tourism have a stake in preserving Cache's Ledge. She says a newly designated sanctuary would also contribute to President Biden's goal of conserving 30% of America's lands and waters by 2030 to slow biodiversity loss and build climate resilience. For Public News Service, I'm Catherine Carley. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.